From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. It's been more than a year and a half since Hurricane Katrina ravaged New Orleans. Many of the city's low-income residents displaced by the storm still can't afford to come home. Affordable housing in New Orleans is scarce. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, has ordered that thousands of public housing apartments damaged by Katrina will be destroyed. And FEMA has said rental assistance will end soon. That leaves some displaced residents feeling caught between a rock and a hard place. In a few minutes, we'll hear from an attorney who is suing HUD to reopen New Orleans public housing. But first, the story of a former New Orleanian who's been living in Houston since Katrina. She says she wants nothing more than to return home.
My name is Gilda Burbank, and I'm 50-plus years old, and I've been living in New Orleans all my life. I still consider New Orleans my home, even though I'm not currently living in New Orleans. In New Orleans, I lived in St. Bernard Development Department, and I was happy. I was considered, the working poor. I worked from paycheck to paycheck, but I was okay. I was doing what I enjoyed doing. I was a commissioner in charge doing elections. I was a door knocker. I was very active in my community. I was very active in my church. I belong to St. Raymond's Catholic Church. I really considered myself overworked and underpaid. I used to complain that I have the years, but where's the gold? And I was happy. And as far as I was concerned, I was going to just live out my days where I was. Then Katrina came along. Literally turned my life upside down, and I do mean that in a literal sense. Not only my life, but everything in my apartment. And I know folks say, well, it's just material, everything that was in that apartment was a part of me. So I left a great big chunk of me back there, in New Orleans, inside that apartment, in that community, in that neighborhood. So now I live here in the city of Houston. I have an apartment paid for by a corporate lodge corporation, particularly FEMA. I'm in litigation as we speak with HUD/HANO because we did not leave on our own accord. We just didn't say, I'm going to leave. We left because we had no choice. And then it appears the time we left, now the locks have been changed. There's a big old fence around. I want the opportunity to go back. We're not afforded that opportunity to come back, not to come back in our apartments that we once had. And to me, it's so unfair to be driven from your home because of reasons beyond your control. And I should be able to have the opportunity if I decide to. It's a personal decision for everyone. But if I decide to come back or want to come back, I should be afforded that opportunity. Well, the anxiety is something that I don't even have words to. It's a nightmare. It's something like a nightmare, and you can't wake up. You don't know whether or not you're going to be put out those. I mean, find yourself homeless. I received a 3-day notice a few months back. And it was given to me on a Friday evening after 5. Now, needless to say, I didn't have a good weekend. I would really like to be able to go back home to New Orleans. I would like to be able to go back home and then try to pick up the shredded bits and pieces of my life.
Again, that was Gilda Burbank. She's been living in Houston, Texas, since Hurricane Katrina flooded her apartment in St. Bernard's Parish. Gilda desperately wants to return home to New Orleans, but the Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, has designated her building for demolition.